I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Calling predators has long been a pastime of a narrow segment of West Virginia's outdoor enthusiasts, but with the numbers of coyotes on the increase, the activity has enjoyed increased popularity. We'll talk more about predator calling right after this.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Although plentiful in West Virginia, the numbers of coyotes are not what you'll find in the western United States and probably not even in the level in some southern states. Lee Strawn with the West Virginia DNR tells us that is not deterring a lot of hunters from giving it a try.
We still have a lot of guys that are, after fox and bobcat, but usually when guys are talking about it, they're talking about calling coyotes.
Strawn says scouting is the first critical move you have to make if you plan to do some coyote calling.
Take advantage of when they're out hunting deer or rabbits or whatever it is to pay attention to other signs, especially scat tracks in the mud, tracks in the snow. Certainly take advantage of snows, looking for tracks.
It takes some practice to know the difference in a coyote and a regular dog track, but a trained eye can quickly discern what's what.
If you're looking at coyote tracks will be, just as a general term, a little neater looking track. Their toes will be parallel. They won't be splayed out. Dogs' toes will have a tendency to be a little sloppier looking. They won't be, the two back toes won't be parallel, with each other, and the two front toes won't be parallel. And dog tracks will have a tendency to be a little more round, as opposed to coyote tracks being more oval-shaped.
Next critical step for a successful coyote hunt is the setup. Try to take the high ground.
Best vantage point is probably going to be calling from some sort of cover at a point where you can overlook an area, especially if you're using a rifle.
From there, calling can take two avenues. Mouth calls are electronic. Each has its advantages. A mouth call gives a different sound than coyotes in heavily hunted areas may not recognize. But a remote electronic call coupled with a decoy can also be an advantage.
If you have an electronic call and you're able to put the sound source at the visual attractant, it will be helpful. It'll take the eyes off the hunter and where he's trying to hide at.
And the best time to lure in coyotes and most other predators is right at dusk, although you're apt to respond any time of the day. You'll find it's quite a challenge. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.